Blog Talk Radio.
Put your roller skates on. Feel good, don't it? Lace them up and do this with me.
Hello, this is Aaron Ashford. I'm your host of the Book of Life broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm new to this. I'm coming to you from Abilene, Texas. For the last 2+ years, I've been on local radio with what was called the New Book of Life. Now, let's get to that. From 1967 until April 12th, I believe it was, of 1992, my father, Montgomery Ashford, had a weekly gospel radio broadcast, and the name of it was The Book of Life. Every Sunday morning, without fail, 9 o'clock till 9:30, excuse me, without fail, he's on the radio with The Book of Life. And here in Abilene and what's called the Big Country area, for those of you around the nation and around the world who are not familiar with this area, he was a staple. The Book of Life was a staple. My father was a gospel preacher in these parts, a renowned preacher until the day that he died. And so time went on, time lapsed, and in 2007, December 2007, a door opened, and spoke with a guy who was a station manager at the radio station at that time, and we got to talking about my father's show, Book of Life, and Ron asked me if I would be willing to come back on. Well, I hadn't been thinking about it for, I don't know, it had to have been a couple of years I've been thinking about it, and I figured that time was right. So that was December of 2007, and February, the second Sunday of February 2008, we went on with the New Book of Life. And my father's format, the Book of Life's format, was basically like what we're going to have here. It's going to be a lot of inspiration. We're going to come strictly from the Word of God. Not a lot of opinion, not a lot of personal opinion, not a lot of stuff like that. But we're going to minister to the souls of people through the Word of God and through song. And that's what he did for 25 years. That's what he did. And for the past 2+ years, that's what I've done, is do my best through God, through the help of God and the Holy Spirit, to administer to people through song and the Word of God. I can be pretty ambitious from time to time. And so I was telling a buddy of mine that, hey, a couple of years, I may want to be on an hour and may want to get away from radio, local radio, AM radio. We know how that is. And unbeknownst to me, this was in the works the entire time. So for the 2+ years, I've been on for 30 minutes every week. Now we'll be on for 45 minutes every Sunday. And we're going to put a little twist on it. For every Sunday until August the 26th. Well, no, my bad. Until August the 29th, we're going to be on 45 minutes. This is a different time. We're going to be on every Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. until 8:15 a.m. Central Time. So adjust it to your time frame. 7:30 a.m. until 8:15 a.m. Central Time. And beginning September 5th, day before Labor Day, September 5th, we'll go to an hour. We'll move to an hour. The time I'm not quite certain of, but we'll more than likely keep it 7:30 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. Great thing with this. This is called the Book of Life. Each Thursday evening, we're going to have what's called Bookmark. And Bookmark is just really just that, a bookmark. You can come to a point in your week. You know, we experience, you know, some tough weeks and things of that nature. And you can come to a point midweek, heading into the weekend, where you just need a break. You just need something, you know, to help lift your spirits. Bookmark, that's exactly what it is. It will be a 15-minute period of time where we, through one song and some inspirational words from God's Word, from the Bible, or from other sources that just uplift your soul. And also, we may be featuring some different guests from time to time on there. I'm excited about this. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning working on this. You know, I was supposed to go on at 7:30 this morning. First time doing this, hit a wrong button, and there we go. 14 minutes of the show is out there, I guess, and I stopped it, moved it to this time for the full 45 minutes. I'm telling you, I could not stop thinking about this for quite a long period of time today. So sit back and enjoy yourself. We're going to help you. The Book of Life is out here to help you. The Book of Life is out here to inspire you and to motivate you for the right relationship with God. That's what we need. That's what we want, is a right relationship with God. I only know one God. I only serve one God. I only worship one God. I don't know about the God you worship. I don't know about the God that you serve or the deity that you serve. But I serve the God, the Father of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came and died for this earth and was raised again. If that offends someone that I do that, that's okay. We can agree to disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable about anything concerning religion, anything concerning Christianity, anything concerning whatever religion that you espouse, whatever religion that you follow, whatever religion that you proclaim. We don't have to be disagreeable about that. I'm not on here to debate. At a point in time, we're going to take call-ins. I haven't done all the research. I don't have all of the answers. But I tell you what, we can enlighten each other on some things, okay? So just sit back and enjoy the Book of Life.
Tired of running, tired of hurting, even got tired of me. Tired of crying, tired of trying to forget mama.
wonderful song. Just a wonderful song. I like that. Well, you know, for 25 years, Daddy would open up the broadcast by reading all or a portion of the 24th Psalm. And I've been doing the same thing. Now, what's going to happen, and this is a great thing, this is a family deal. My family's involved with this. My youngest daughter, Briarston, she, oh, gosh, for nearly the last year, I guess, up to a year, she's my producer. She's put in all of the songs, and I've handled the exhortations to the public, and she just puts in the songs and has done just an outstanding job. She's 11, almost 12 years old. She'll be 12 next month, wanting all kinds of things for her birthday and things that. But does a absolutely wonderful job. So she'll be joining us Thursday for Bookmark. Programming in the song, just picking the song. I have nothing to do with it. I tell her, surprise me. Don't do anything. And next Sunday morning, she'll be joining me here in what I call the Book of Life studio here in Abilene, Texas. She'll be joining me, doing the same thing, putting in the song. It's just an indication of what God can do through people who adhere to his calling. Or a piece of his calling on their life, or a piece of his purpose on their life. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about. The entire time we're going to be together, we're going to talk about what God wants us to do. It's his purpose for our lives, his purpose for my life, his purpose for your life. But it all starts here with this realization. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is his generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. You are listening to the Book of Life.
Yay!
Have you ever had some?
Get in trouble, you can say,
Lord,
do it. Cause we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it.
Lord, do it for me.
Cause we know you're a doctor. If your heart is heavy, you can say,
for me.
Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, you read the story. About the man could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus was coming by. He just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hand on me. I heard a blind man say, I know you can do it. Thank you. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. To the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me right now. Oh, I'm gonna ask you one more time. Cause I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So please, do it for me. Right now. Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move it or hurt it. Do it for me while I'm still singing. Do it for me right now. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a crime committed against you, whether it's someone violating your body, someone coming into your home? taking things while you're not there, burglarizing your home, or someone coming into your home and robbing you while you're there, having your car stolen, checks stolen, credit cards, whatever it is, have you ever had a crime committed against you? That's a heavy feeling after that happens. When you go in and you see that happens, what has happened, and then you think about the circumstances that could have been, and now the circumstances that are, fear automatically sets in. I remember growing up, we as a family were going, you know, somewhere here in town on a Saturday afternoon, and we come back and we discovered that someone had entered our home. They didn't break in. They had a key that we, at that time, you know, you could leave a key like in the mailbox under a mat or something like that. Here in Abilene, we were growing up a long time ago. I'm 45, so, you know, it tells you how long ago that was. And we found, they didn't take anything, but they made a mess of some things in one of the bedrooms. And the feeling I had as a kid when we discovered that had happened, I was terrified. My sister was terrified. But we did one thing to correct that and to make sure that never happened again. We started carrying keys on us. We no longer hid a key. Well, when you look at things, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. And starting at verse number 17, we got to go up to 17 so we can get real to the real, so we can get down to verse number 24. We're going to talk about someone unbeknownst to us that robs us every single day of any potential that we have, robs us every day of purpose, robs us every day of the calling that God has on us, just takes things from us, sabotages relationships, sabotages school opportunities, career opportunities, job opportunities, spiritual opportunities, mental, emotional opportunities, relationships. It robs us. This person robs us every single waking minute, as long as we allow him to stay there. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Now, I'm going to read from a few translations of the Bible that are not the King James Version. Sometimes the King James is good, but I choose New American Standard or the Message or the Amplified Version. But for these purposes tonight, we're going to come from the New American Standard. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 17. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them. No, we're not talking about blatant ignorance here as we get on down. Because of the hardness of their heart, and they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality, for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, that you lay aside the old self. That's the bank robber of everything that can be good and wholesome in your life. Everything that can be good and true, everything that can be so doggone purposeful in your life, the old self. Paul says to the church at Ephesus, lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God and has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. It's this old self that lies to us. It's this old self. What does it do? It is corrupted. It's being corrupted all of the time according to lust or deceit. I believe the King James says deceitful lust, deceitful desires, these desires that lie to you, lust, the deceit of the lust, they get you. But the thing is, and we're just going to touch on this tonight, the thing is this, we can be renewed in the spirit of our minds by putting on the new self. That's when you're walking. That's when the perfect comes. And we're going to get into all of this. But I just want to make us aware that there is a robber. There is a bank robber. Like I said, we're going to get into a lot of things. We have time, so we're going to take our time. We're going to dig into the word. We're going to just dig into this thing. And what we're going to do, we're going to help ourselves. We're going to help each other. We're going to allow the word of God to get so much in us. I'm going to be so full when I come back to you next Sunday with this. This is information that I've heard and studied somewhat over the last 22 years. But here just recently, I've come to understand some things in my life. Why I do certain things. Why I've had career opportunities to just go. Why I've had jobs to just go. Why I've had a relationship with my wife. Not the best that it could be over this almost 21-year period of time. But I'm going to tell you what. If we just understand old self, what it does, and the new self, and the paradigms of each, my gosh, can you imagine the kind of life that you can live, the kind of life that we all can live? I'm going to tell you, that's it. That's where it lies. That's where it stands, right there. We're going to study this. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to play another song, one last song. Any event that I can't come back to you before this song and before my time goes up, 45 minutes goes fast when you're having fun, I'm telling you. We're going to end with this. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace that passes all understanding. You are listening to the Book of Life.